parents and friends of St. Lawrence's.
Welcome to Birch Class Podcast.
We hope you enjoy it. Have a great time listening.
First up is a report on scuba diving by Evie, Tamara and Isla B.
Raja Ampa diving. Early this year in January, Mrs. Davis, our wonderful teaching assistant, went scuba diving in the Indonesian Sea, and she decided to share her adventure with us.
Scuba diving is called scuba diving because in scuba, the S stands for self, the C stands for contained, the U stands for underwater, B is short for breathing, and finally the A is for apparatus. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Mrs. Davis said that her favourite underwater creature is the turtles, and that she would love to see a whale shark or a hammerhead shark, but she still absolutely loved it.
We hope you enjoyed our review. Now we have Birchie, the mascot of Birch Class, by Summer, Birchie, and a surprise guest.
This is Birchie. He is our class mascot, and we are going to interview him. Birchie says hi.
Hi!
This bear is very special.
Oh, yes, I am.
He goes on lots of adventures with us. He has gone on... Hang on, let's ask Birchie this question.
Oh, a question?
Birchie, how many adventures have you gone on?
I think I've been with about 21 people on adventures.
What kind of adventures have you gone on?
Let me think. I've been swimming, I've been shopping, I've been to Legoland, that was fun. I've played football, climbed a tree, made friends with friendly guinea pigs. I've been to brownies with the girls and cubs with the guinea pig owner. Who was it? Adam Wise. But he's not that wise. That was just this year. I went on loads last year as well.
Did you find them all fun?
Oh yes, one of my favourites was shopping with a banana.
Wow, that's a lot of adventures.
Oh, yes it is.
Did everyone have fun with you?
I have an idea. Let's ask someone. How about Finn?
Yes, okay then. Finn, did you have fun with Birchie?
Yes, I had loads of fun. It was amazing.
What did you do with him?
I climbed a tree, we ate chips, pasta and pizza. He watched me play a game of footy with Gabe and we watched Toy Story 2.
All right, Finn, you can go now. Bye.
All right, I'll go. Bye.
Bye, Finny friend. I had loads of fun.
All right, that's enough for now. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next over to the music studio, where Ellie, Lily and Joshy and Emra are performing.
Hello, pupils and parents.
In Birch Class, we have been learning about...
Vaisakhi.
Vaisakhi is a harvest festival.
Within the Sikh religion. The Khalsa is where five people gave their lives up for God.
But for more...
Now we have Joshy and Ellie playing a song slash rap about Vaisakhi.
Vaisakhi, 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 Vaisakhi. It was 1699 when everyone drank some wine to celebrate the Bluff Five, even though it wasn't live. They went inside a tent, Guru Gobind's tent. Up they went. Five Sikhs went up and drank from a cup. Holy water, holy water.
World.
Okay, I apologise for the upcoming cheesy jokes. They are awful. I mean awful. I wonder who can come up with the best jokes. Tom, you're first.
Okay, they're not that bad anyway. Here goes. Yesterday someone threw a piece of cheese at me.
What did you say?
I said, that's not very mature.
A man chased me with milk and cheese. How dare he?
Okay, did you hear about the actor that fell through the floorboards?
No.
Who's just going through a stage.
Why do French people eat snails? Because they don't like fast food.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
I don't know.
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
I've been waiting a while, says one. What cheese is most pleased to see itself? Hello, me. What do the traffic lights say to the other traffic light? Don't watch me, I'm changing. Okay, that was bad. Finn, got anything better?
Did you hear the gossip about butter?
No, why?
Actually, nah, I won't spread it.
Sorry, that's all the awful jokes we have. See you next time for some more awful comedy.
Next over to our roaming reporters for Teacher's Scariest Spooks.
Teacher's Worstest Fears. Who loves snakes? Well, Mrs. Robinson is scared of them. Well, it is a popular one.
Well, Mrs. Roach is afraid of Starbucks closing down. Yikes, what a sad day.
Mrs. Fairbanks is scared of small spaces. So, Mr. Brennan, if you are listening, do not move Mrs. Fairbanks into a cupboard or a small space. Mrs. Fairbanks, you should be okay.
Oh, well, Mr. Williams, I do agree with that. So, Mr. Williams' fear is Shrewsbury Town moving down a league.
The beach. Everyone loves the beach. But what about the seawater? Mrs. Edwards is scared of seawater.
My greatest fear is the same as Miss Wopkin. It's heights.
Another popular one, Mrs. Powell, is heights too. Snakes and heights are the most popular fears. Come on, let's move on.
Mr. Mac and Cheese, large groups of angry people. Good luck surviving.
Mrs. Solomons, she's scared of suspension bridges. If anyone who does not know what a suspension bridge is, then ask Mrs. Solomons.
I'll tell you, Mrs. Malones, she's scared of close spaces.
Mrs. Conacher, you better watch out, because you're next. Mrs. Conacher is scared of taking an assembly and forgetting what to do. Imagine if that actually happened. Mrs. Bentley, do you remember when Millie Price brought a millipede with two heads into school for show and tell? You were trembling all over. So Mrs. Bentley's fear is centipedes and millipedes.
Well, Mr. Jones is scared of wasps. I'm not surprised, but I feel your pain, Mr. Jones. I've been stung by one.
I'm surprised it's not Christmas being cancelled, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Brown's greatest fear is Shrewsbury playing at Wembley. Okay?
Who wants to hear Mr. Brown's worstest fear?
Well, I ain't gonna let you speak, so too bad. Say what Mr. Brennan's worst fear is, Elsa.
Snakes. School council, get a snake for our school pet. The end.
And finally, now for the crazy weather.
Crazy forecast for everyone. Come and join in all the fun.
Hello. Today's weather forecast has a slight hint of rain. Looks like there's some heavy ones going on right now. Just joking, there'll be a snow tornado in the music room. My informer has just informed me it's going to hit us in 5, 4, 3.
Oh, ouch.
That looks like a few plasters on that. Well, that's not what you see every day. Anyway, there'll be some treacherous hailstones falling on teachers' heads. There will also be some light birch showers in the staff room, and temperatures will drop to roughly minus 12 at 3:15 in the afternoon, but it feel like minus 200.
Sorry for the long wait. Raymond went to do his daily power walk?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Anyway, if you feel hot, well, the sun is flying down into Mr. Brandon's office. Currently has his bikini on.
Ooh la la.
And is drinking some cool lemonade.
Thank you for listening to our crazy forecast. Tune in for next week.
We are Captain Out.
Rosa Diaz.
And Amy Santiago.
Crazy forecast for everyone. Come and join in all the fun.
That's all we've got for this month's podcast.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Listen again soon. Goodbye.
Wilson.